Shalom and welcome. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We begin Brachas Daf Beis Amar Aleph, Brachas 2a, pagination page 3, and a Mazel Tov on beginning the new Masechta, the first one in Shas. The mitzvah that we'll focus on this morning is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema at night. Mitzvah described in the Pasuk by the word uvishachbecha, to recite the Shema at the time that people are laying down to go to sleep. And the Mishnah tells us, me'emasai korin es shemar ba'arvin, what is the proper time? From when? What is the start point for this mitzvah to be observed? Misha she'akohanim nechnosim le'echo b'trumasan. From the same time that the Kohanim would go in to eat the Teruma. So the Mishnah is answering its question by way of a little bit of a riddle. You have to know, what time do the Kohanim go in to eat their Teruma? The case is that Kohanim became Tameh. They are impure and they're not fitting to eat Teruma, the special tithe that's awarded to the Kohanim. They go to mikvah. They immerse themselves in preparation of becoming tahar, pure and fitting to eat the teruma. But they still have to wait until nightfall before they are permitted to eat the teruma. So the Mishnah is answering, the correct time to say Shema starts at the same time that the Kohanim consider it night, following their immersing, and they consider it night enough in order to eat the Teruma, so you can consider it night enough at that same time to recite the evening Shema. As a practical question, what time is that exactly? So in our society, there are different exact times that people follow, but the estimation, according to Reb Moshe Feinstein, is something about 42 minutes after sunset or 50 minutes after sunset as the time that we can call nightfall. Until that time, it is indeed sunset, but it is not dark enough to definitively say that it's night and it's the time that people go to sleep. The Mishnah continues, what is the end time? How long do you have to recite Shema? Ad, until, Sof ha'ashmura arishona divir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that if you got delayed, you're still within the mitzvah to recite the evening Shema until a third of the night. So you divide the night into thirds, and the first third, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is the time that people are going to sleep. And you fulfill the word, uvishachbecha, and when people go to sleep, the Shema was supposed to be recited. V'chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say, ad chatzos, that you have until the middle of the night. Middle of the night should not be confused with midnight, as in 12 midnight, because this is a halachic midnight, which is ascertained by taking the sunset time, taking the sunrise time, and dividing the difference, and that midpoint would be called halachic midnight, or chatzos. So far we have two opinions. One opinion says a third of the night, and one opinion says until chatzos, the middle of the night. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Gamliel says a third opinion, Ad sheyal le'amud hashachar, until alos, until close to morning. We know that at sunrise, we truly consider it day, but Rabbi Gamliel is describing a time called alos, which is 72 minutes before sunrise, and he says that until that time, people are still going to sleep. The latecomers, the people who are busy, The Mishnah describes people who are by a chasana all night. So there's still people who are going to sleep until 72 minutes before sunrise, until this alos time, and you have until then to recite Shema if you would need it, if you got delayed. Maisa, there was a story. Ubo banav mi beis hamishta, and Rabbi Gamliel's children came from a chasna. Omru lo, and they told him, lo karinu Shema, we did not yet recite Shema. Om Elohim, and he responded, im lo olo amud hashachar, if alos did not yet occur, those first glimmers of light that precede sunrise, chayavim atem likros, you're still obligated to read, you did not miss the time for Shema. And that's what they were expected to do. Rabbi Gamliel explains that his position is not as novel as it sounds. He says, "Velozu bilvad," not just the case of Shema, Amru, "Elo kol ma she'amru chachamim ad chatzos," whenever the sages said that you have until midnight, halachic midnight, chatzos, mitzvasan ad she'yala amar hashachar, really, you are entitled to do the mitzvah until this alos time preceding sunrise. But they wanted to give a siyog, a preventative measure, to make sure that people wouldn't delay too much. Person delays, he ends up going to sleep, and then it's out of his control. They wanted to make sure that he would do the mitzvah properly, so they told him until chatzos, but really, the mitzvah can still be done until alos. And he gives examples. The karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash had to be burned. The recommendation may be to burn them early, but really you're entitled until alos to burn them. Any meat from a karban, from a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash that you're entitled to eat, so we can make a recommendation until chatzos, but really you're entitled until Amud HaShachar, until this time that he's describing before sunrise. Lama Amru Chachamim Ad Chatzos, why did they say until Chatzos? Kidei Laharchik Adam Minu Aveira, to make a person distant from the Aveira. We find such a thing by the Afikoman, which corresponds to the Karban Pesach, which was eaten in the time of the Beis HaMikdash on Pesach, on Seder night. So we also have this concept that a person should make an effort to eat it before chatzos. Let's drop down towards the bottom in the Gemara. We're about 10 lines from the bottom of the page. There's a two dots towards the end of a line, Amar Mar, where the Gemara explains this interesting analogy between the time that a person can start reciting Shema and the time that the Kohanim enter to eat their teruma. Amar Mar, we learnt, Mishoshu HaKohanim Nechnosim Le'echol B'Terumasan, from the time that the Kohanim go in to eat their teruma. Michti, let's analyze this. Kohanim Emas Koi Achli Teruma, when do the Kohanim start eating teruma? Mishas Tzeisah Kochovim, from nightfall, a specific time following sunset, whatever number of minutes it is, but it's a specific time. Listen, Mishas Tzeisah Kochovim. So why did the Mishnah talk in code? Why didn't the Mishnah simply say Tzeisah Kochovim, nightfall? Because that's anyway what the Kohanim are doing. They immersed during the day, and they waited for nightfall before they could eat the teruma. Answers the Gemara, beginning of the line, Milsa agav urche kamash malon, we're being told another piece of information. Kohanim emas koachli bitruma, when can Kohanim eat from the truma? Mishas tzeisak ochovim, from nightfall. Why is that such a novel piece of information? What would I have thought? V'ha kamash malon, this is what it's informing us. De kapora lo ma'akva, that a korban, which sometimes has to be brought after the kohen was tamei, after specific emission, he might have to bring a korban as well, besides going to the mikvah and waiting for nightfall? We're being told, but he's already allowed to eat the teruma from the time of nightfall following immersing, and he does not have to wait until he brings the korban before he's allowed to eat from the teruma. In other words, he'll owe the korban, but that does not stop him from eating the teruma. Just on a philosophical note, very interesting that in the opening concept of Talmud, when we're talking about accepting Shema, accepting Hashem's monarchy upon ourselves, we have to be informed in such a backhanded way of another piece of information, namely that the Kohanim may still owe a korban, but that should not stop them from eating the holy tithe. I believe that this might be an allusion of inspiration to all of us as we jump into the Sea of Talmud. There may be a lot of things that we owe, so to speak, a lot of unfinished business. But that doesn't stop a person from doing good, doesn't stop a person from forging ahead. What has to be cleaned up? Perhaps you have to clean it up. You'll owe that. But that doesn't stop a person from eating from the holy tithe, and it doesn't stop a person from starting and Be'ezus Hashem finishing the entire Talmud.